Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's gonna finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of MMA. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, we're going to hear from Conor McGregor, the hottest male fighter in MMA. Notice I said male fighter, the hottest male fighter in the world of MMA. Of course, challenging for the World Featherweight Championship against longtime champion Jose Aldo. That's going down in July International Fight. We will talk about that in detail, but we'll hear from both men, Chad Mendez, Rafael Yamas hooking it up, UFC Fight Night 63. Of course, it was actually Fight Afternoon. Saturday afternoon going in Fairfax, Virginia. Pretty good card. And they went straight up against boxing. That was sort of like unique. Boxing against MMA straight up against two different channels. So it was a unique Saturday, no question about that. But the UFC off and rocking and rolling. Of course, Cain Velasquez getting his act together for June, going down to Mexico, going to take on Fabrice Verdum, and suddenly World Heavyweight Championship issue. And when he goes down there, that's going to be something special. Okay, but nothing will rival Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo. This world tour they're on, we'll hear from them on that. It's amazing. They're going from city to city, and they're just causing a ruckus. The media's taking notice, and guess what? It may be the biggest pay-per-view outside of Ronda Rousey in the history of MMA. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
My top fighters of all time would have to be a list of three, I think. Hicks and Gracie. I think his approach to martial arts, his approach to the game of unarmed combat is well beyond his years, and he is definitely an inspiration of mine. Of course, Bruce Lee as well. His philosophies ring true. Another man ahead of his time. Both heroes of mine, if you will. And then Muhammad Ali as well, of course, fits in there. You know, a guy that changed the face of the game, changed the approach, and all game changers in their own way. I mean, I suppose it would be pretty sweet to fight Bruce Lee or fight Hicks and fight one of these legends, you know, to test yourself against the best of the best.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Man, they don't need the mighty horns of the Tower of Power, of course, to bring this fight to note. They're going all around the world. They went all around Europe. They've done MSG. Of course, he's dressed in his best Irish suit. Not exactly not something that looks like it's off the rack, but it's sort of cool for Conor McGregor, you know. But what can I say? A couple of years ago, the guy was living off the dole. He was living on government assistance, and now, of course, he's streaking as far as his MMA career. Going to challenge Jose Aldo. Of course, that's going down. Big fight week. It's going to be the biggest fight week. The international fight week is going to go down, of course, in Las Vegas. And this will be the main event. But there's going to be other events wrapped around this. I mean, July 11th is the actual main event. Talk about UFC 189, Aldo and McGregor. But there'll be other events wrapped around, like meet the stars and meet these people and sign and greets and little Triple A cards, meaning, you know, some lesser MMA entities may come to town. Bellator may even come to town. Who knows? Bellator may even make a move. Speaking of Bellator, their CEO, Scott Coker, I want to get this out before I go on. Tyson Fury, the 6'8" undefeated gypsy, the Irish gypsy, now fighting, I believe, out of the UK. But the bottom line is he travels all around Europe. They call him a traveler. And I never knew what this was until matchmaker Eric Botcher told me they live in mobile homes and they go from town to town in these big caravans. But anyway, he wants to get into the world of MMA. He's undefeated. He's supposed to take on Vladimir Klitschko. If Klitschko gets by Brian Jennings later this month, and he's supposed to with ease. But the bottom line is Klitschko is the world heavyweight boxing champion. And now Tyson Fury says, you know, he might give that up to take a shot at MMA. That's how confident he is at 6'8" that he could beat guys in MMA. He's a mean dude. He's the king of the gypsies. I wish him the best, but let's go talk to back to the real fights. I'm talking about UFC 189. Will it be the biggest event of all time? I think as far as the UFC spending money is concerned, they've already proved that. They spent more money promoting this fight card, putting people around the world, world tours, telecasts, podcasts, live this, live that, guest appearances here, guest appearances there, Dana White being all over the place. I'm telling you, I've never seen them push an event this hard. They aren't pushing this event. They weren't pushing UFC 100. I'm talking about the debut on Fox TV. Of course, Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos for the heavyweight championship ending in the blink of an eye. And that was the big thing, right? They're spending much more money promoting this. Conor McGregor may be the Muhammad Ali of MMA as far as males are concerned. Ronda, that's a different story. And Ronda's going to steal the show. We'll talk about Ronda a little bit. But, Conor McGregor talks the talk, walks the walk, hasn't lost in a long time. I mean, at 145 pounds, he looks like he's coming into his prime. I mean, his win over Dennis Siver, wow, TKO on punches. Pretty impressive. It really was. Came in the second round, a minute and 54 seconds. And, of course, he fought in Boston, which is like fighting in Ireland. So they loved him there. But he beat Dustin Poirier before that. And he beat Max Holloway along the way. But I'm telling you, the fight that's going to make him is this fight in July with Jose Aldo. Because I think Jose Aldo is ripe for the picking. And when I say ripe for the picking, folks, what I mean is the guy's been making the weight for a long, long time. And you can't just, I made weight. I'm telling you, this is just not, it's not a natural thing. It's not a natural thing to squeeze your body down to some type of weight that's you know, like 6% body fat or 5% body fat. I mean, Renan Barreiro, who's going to take on TJ Dillashaw in a rematch, of course, having lost his bantamweight championship, 135 pounds last year, he's going to take on TJ Dillashaw in a rematch. The second fight where he was scheduled to do it, he couldn't make the weight, and he stood up and fell out. So I'm sort of thinking about this with Jose Aldo, that Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor, I think that Conor McGregor is just too big for Jose Aldo. I just see it. You see it in the size. You see it in the body talk. You see it in the body language, and you'll hear it right now.
Look into my eyes, little man. Little Brazilian. Ooh, vamos, hey. What you got to say now? Face to face. Man to man. What you got to say? What you got to say?
Oh, you know Portuguese, huh? Wow, this is going to go down, man. It's going to be electric in Vegas on July 11th for UFC 189 in the main event, a featherweight title fight that is sure to be very memorable one way or another. And let's talk about it with the champ Jose Aldo, his translator Lillian, the notorious Conor McGregor, along with UFC president Dana White. And it was about to go down just a few minutes ago here in the studio, Dana, because you put the belt on and you were taunting Jose. Where does your dislike for the champ come from?
I have no dislike for my opponent or any opponent. I respect any man that steps foot inside the octagon, but business is business. And if you are in the way of my business, you will be taken out. And yes, you are correct. I put the belt on myself out backstage, and he done absolutely nothing. The same way he done nothing on that stage, the same way he will do nothing inside that octagon.
Jose, how did that make you feel when he put the belt on and started taunting you?
Quando ele colocou o cinturão ali, mostrou para você como você se sentiu.
Normal. Eu sabia que ele sempre vai fazer alguma coisa assim, então fiquei normal. Isso aí só é para sentir o gosto, que ele sabe que daqui isso aqui nunca vai sair. Isso aqui é meu filho, isso aqui só vai sair um dia quando eu me aposentar.
It's common. He wants to taste it. He will never have my belt. I will keep it.
Amazing. Jose Aldo, of course, and Conor McGregor going around the world. July, it's going to be one hell of, I'm telling you, this is going to be one hell of an event, an International Fight Week in Las Vegas. And I think if you've got a chance, go to USC.com, figure out how the packages are being put together, call your travel agent, something like that. Because, you know, if you think WrestleMania was a big event, I think this is going to be a big event as far as the UFC is concerned in MMA. And this is a real fight. This is two of the best fighters in the world going toe-to-toe at 145 pounds. And guess what? This fight's going to deliver. There's no way it's not going to deliver. It's like a time bomb. It's just ticking, ticking, ticking. And when the gong goes off and this fight starts, I'm telling you, I just don't think. Aldo says it won't last 4 minutes. He says that Conor McGregor isn't sharp enough to get out of the first round with him. That his jiu-jitsu is brilliant. Brazilian jiu-jitsu is so superior that it'll just take Conor McGregor down. Now, Conor thinks that's not going to happen. Conor's like, you know, throwing punches and throwing knees, and he's got an assortment of punches. And I'm telling you, when it comes down to fight night, I think it's going to boil down to the weight. And if people say, Pedro, you know what? You stress this weight sometimes a little bit too often. No. Once you make the weight and you starve, and I mean you starve, you don't eat for 3 days, and your mother's making you Kool-Aid, ice cubes, you hear what I'm saying? Do that for 3 days, folks. Then you'll know what making weight's all about. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Still to come, we'll hear from Bad Chad Mendez. Of course, the man at 145 that would like to challenge Jose Aldo or the Conor McGregor winner at 145 pounds later in the year. He was the winner of UFC Fight Night. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Super fine, I'm so glad you're mine. The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All right, here we go. You ready? You ready?
Get it off.
Here we go. Tonight's fight clock.
Tonight's Fight Clock brought to you by Bud Light, Joe. Perfect beer for whatever happens. Ronda wants to make it happen quickly.
Yeah, she gave
There's
it
the arm.
She
gave
it is
she
all over. Just like that.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh
my God.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
Ain't no stopping us now, McFadden Whitehead. McFadden Whitehead. I have a problem. Jose Aldo, of course, Conor McGregor. That is the fight that we're talking about, the big mega fight, and I think it's going to be the fight of the year. And, of course, in 2016, the fight will be, without a doubt, Ronda Rousey and Chris Cyborg Santos, because Ronda's going to go down to Brazil August the 1st, take care of business down there, infuriate the Brazilian people, and come home probably after being the most watched television show as far as Brazilian sports is concerned in history. I'm telling you, that's how big this fight's going to be August 1st. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But bottom line is Chad Mendes. You know, the kid comes from from Sacramento, and, of course, the teammate of T.J. Dillashaw, the world bantamweight champion, Uriah Faber. I mean, they got it going on up there. They've really put together a nice team. And, you know, last night, well, let's see what Bruce Buffer had to say.
Declared the winner by TKO, Chad Mendes.
Valdez. Another one bites the dust, courtesy of Chad Money Mendez. Congratulations. You did about as much as you could to maximize this showcase here tonight. Another knockout victory. How does it feel?
Feels great, man. I needed to come in here and make a statement. You know, that's what I said I was going to try to do and got it done. You know, Ricardo's a great opponent. You know, he's been on a tear, so that means a lot.
Can you talk us through the end of the fight from your vantage point? You hit him with a flush right hand on the top of the head and then obviously followed up there on the ground.
Yeah, we've been working just slipping that right hand and throwing. I mean, that's something I've done for a long time, and, you know, it feels good. So, you know, I walked him down. He was catching me with a couple kicks. I hit him big, and he went down. But he's tough, man. He didn't go out. It took a while to finish him, so.
You were obviously super patient there in the early going. Was that part of the strategy, maybe to sort of bide your time early and then look for that opening?
Yeah, I just wanted to fill him out a little bit. Kind of, you know, we talked about, in my corner, we talked about just finding his timing. You know, just kind of felt it out at first, felt the speed, and then just felt like, you know what, it's time to get in there and get it done. So I walked him down, and it happened.
All right, well, this mic is hot. You came in ranked number one in the world in the featherweight division. Jose Aldo, Conor McGregor have a date July 11th. Uriah Faber, Frankie Edgar. What's next for Chad Money Mendez?
I'm going to be watching both of those fights very closely. So whatever the UFC thinks I'm worthy of, I'm down.
You maximize this opportunity tonight. Congratulations.
Courtesy of FoxSports.com, bottom line is Chad Mendez talks a good talk, but he walks the walk as well, knocking out TKO Ricardo Llamas the first round, 2 minutes and 45 seconds. Aldo Quinta won a split decision over Jorge Masvidal. There was some controversy involved with that. Scores were 29-28, 30-27 for the loser, and then 29-28 again for Aldo Quinta. So back and forth, that fight was booed. And in the women's fight, and this was sort of cool, Juliana Pena took out Milena Dudeva, and it was a TKO. I mean, listen, this girl, she really, really wants to fight Ronda Rousey, okay? Everybody wants to fight Ronda Rousey. If you fight Ronda Rousey, you've got a chance at becoming a superstar, especially, you know, in the world of MMA, because any person can be beat at any given time, except Ronda Rousey. She's a super. I mean, when Liz Carmouche was a winner on this card as well, but when Liz Carmouche slapped her in that and that chokehold and that fight that they had, I said, it's all over. Liz Carmouche is just too small, too strong for Ronda to power out of. She's got a chokehold on her. What did Ronda do? She threw her across the octagon. Anyway, Liz Carmouche winner last night over Lauren Murphy, unanimous not across the board, 29-28. That was another women's bout. Clay Guida returned to the winner's circle in a featherweight bout, taking out Robbie Peralta. That was a unanimous not across the board, 3 zip-in rounds, 30-27. As I said, Carmouche was the winner. But all in all, you really have to give it to bad Chad Mendez. I mean, he's lost to Conor McGregor. He's lost to Jose Aldo twice. He doesn't want Conor McGregor to win the championship in July. He wants to fight Jose Aldo a third time. You know, listen, if you haven't beat him the first two times, chances are you're not going to beat him the third time. Remember Anthony Pettis and Benson Henderson? Remember he beat him once, then he beat him twice? When a guy's got your number, he's got your number. Right now, I think he's got his number. Looking at the UFC schedule, some of the big fights coming up. We'll talk with Zach Attack Young, my cohort in Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Pacific time. We'll talk to him in about 5-7 minutes. We'll bring him in. We'll talk about the future of Bellator, the fact that, you know, this giant gypsy, and this is unique, folks. Not too many boxers are willing to give it up and really put it on the line and do the MMA thing. I mean, Riddick Bowe tried it. Remember him? The former heavyweight champion of the world. He went over there. He did that MMA thing, and the guy, like, beat him up so bad that they stopped it in the first round. He said, I didn't realize it was that tough. Yeah, it is that tough, folks. The world of MMA is a lot different than boxing. Straight up, next UFC Fight Night will only be on FightPass.com and our UFC's FightPass.com. You've got to spend $10 a month to get it, unless you steal this off the internet. But, of course, it's coming from Krakow, Poland. So I imagine there will be a lot of internet sites hosting this fight card. I'm talking about UFC Fight Night 64. Mirko Krokop and Gabriel Gonzaga, April the 11th, Saturday night from the Krakow Arena in Poland. Of course, Krokop, a big star in Pride back in the day. I mean, he was the king in Japan. And then when they converted and Pride was bought up by the UFC, he came over to the UFC, and there was much fanfare, but he just never delivered. And guess what? I mean, the guy's fighting in a cage, right? So what does he train in? He trains in a ring. Is the guy a buffoon or what? Come on. You're fighting in a cage. but he trains in a ring. Anyway, that's going down April the 11th. That'll be on UFC Fight Pass. If you're slick, you know how to get around the internet. You'll be able to watch that on various websites. But the next free card, when I say free card, you don't have to pay for it. It'll be UFC on Fox. And this is sort of cool. When UFC does their thing on Fox, they go all out. They really try to put their product in a position where you want to see it on pay-per-view. So they're trying to put the best fights together they can on pay-per-view. And guess what? I think they've got a winner in this main event. I'm talking about UFC on Fox 15, Lyoto Machida, the Dragon. Of course, a big fan is Zach Attack. Yeah, we'll get Zach in a minute. But Zach Attack's a big fan of the Dragon. But the Dragon's taking on Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold's on a bit of a roll. Machida's coming back. These guys are fighting at 185 pounds. Anything can happen. The Prudential Center, UFC on Fox 15. Has it been that many? Wow. Remember UFC on Fox number one? Of course, that was the Junior Dos Santos, Cain Velasquez heavyweight championship fight that lasted a minute. And they only bought they had nothing to back it up. So they sit around in the studio for an hour and a half, almost an hour, and had to fill time. Well, they won't have to fill too much time here, because I think Luke Rockhold and Lyoto Machida is going to go a few rounds. I just don't see this being a quick fight. We'll talk with Zach about that, see what he says. But the bottom line is, it's being supported by another middleweight bout. Ronaldo Souza taking on Yoel Romero. That's a pretty good fight. And Cub Swanson, fan favorite, taking on Max Holloway. That's a featherweight bout, 145 pounds. And back to the chicks. The chicks in action. Straight up, chicks looking good. Felice Herring, a strawweight, taking on Paige Van Zandt. Listen, the UFC's getting smart. They're listening to Pedro. Remember they balked at women. They weren't going to have women in the UFC. Dana White said, there'll never be a woman in the UFC. Well, Dana, never say never. Now, because your biggest star is a woman. And look what she did this week. Ronda Rousey stole the show at WrestleMania 31. She stole the show. Okay, and whether you believe in wrestling or you like wrestling or you don't like wrestling, it's a good show. The WrestleMania is the big show of the year, the big stage for them, and they usually pull out all the stops and they spend their money advertising. They put forth the best matches and things like that, allegedly, okay? But guess who went in there and stole the show? Miss Ronda Rousey. She went in there with Dwayne Johnson. When you can steal the show from The Rock, Rocky Johnson's son, Rocky Johnson, a former professional wrestler that made it big here in California, and said he did a little sparring with Muhammad Ali, but a great, great personality. Of course, married Peter Maiva, who was a wrestler himself out of Samoa, married his daughter, and the product of that marriage was The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, of course. But Ronda upstaged The Rock. She upstaged him. I mean, she threw Triple A. First, she's like, did her little thing with the Stephanie McMahon, the arm bar. But when she threw Triple H, throwing of Triple H, when you throw a 280-pound man and you only weigh 150 pounds, and I don't care if he's involved in it, and it's a given that it's being worked on, that kind of good stuff, the mere fact you can pull that off, it is amazingly strong. How many guys can do that? Good God, I couldn't do it. I was asked, talking to a 200-plus-pound friend of mine last night. He watched it on TV. He said he couldn't do it, but here was this 135-pound chick doing it, okay? And that's why she's not going to get beat for a long time. This judo she's got it down. There's no doubt about it. And she's picking up the boxing. Of course, she's got a boxing coach. She's running off combinations. She's talking about wanting to become a professional boxer. More power to her there. She's doing her thing at WrestleMania. She goes in there. She seals the entire show in front of 73,000 people at Levi's Stadium. The only time this place will be sold out in the next couple of years until, I think, the 2016 Super Bowl, because the 49ers who play there are so bad, they'll be lucky to draw. They won't be drawing too well. But the bottom line is Ronda Rousey, 73,000 people, stole the show through Triple H, and guess what? She set herself up even for bigger and bigger and bigger paydays. I'm talking about movies. I'm talking about maybe a TV series. When it's all said and done, and it's going to be all said and done in about a year. I don't think Ronda's going to fight more than a year, maybe 18 months more at the max, okay? When you see Ronda Rousey, when she's dead and gone as far as her MMA career is concerned, she'll be doing her thing in Hollywood. She'll be making big bucks. And unlike Gina Carano, they won't have to voice over her because she's got some talent. She's got talent. Gina, what can I say? When anytime you're in a movie and they've got to substitute your voice over somebody else's, I think you're inferior and you probably don't belong there. but still she got starring credits, and it wasn't her voice. We'll talk about the former Strikeforce champion, Gina Carano. Ronda Rousey, the real deal. Gina, not so real. You're tuned to Sports Byline. All across America, this is Ring Talk.
Same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Pound for pound list in the world of MMA, according to the UFC. Suspect, suspect, wink, wink. John Jones, number one. Jose Aldo, number two. Demetrius Johnson, number three. Chris Weidman, number four. Cain Velasquez, number five. Ronda Rousey, number six. A chick on the pound for pound list? Yeah, she should be up there a little higher. TJ Dillashaw, number seven. Robbie Lawler, number eight. Number 9, Rafael Dos Anjos. And, of course, number 10, Anthony Pettis, the current world lightweight champion. Now, why they would have the suspended Anderson Silva, the man that tested positive for not one steroid, but two steroids, of course, and that went over Nick Diaz a couple of months ago, that was ruled a no contest by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Why they would even have him in the rankings at number 11 blows my mind, but that is just the way the UFC does their thing. I mean, bottom line is, at the end of the day, I guess they call the shots on their own website. Speaking of their own website, we'll go through the rest of the top 15. Renan Barrail, the ex-bantamweight champion, of course, going to take on TJ Dillashaw. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the rematch. And Johnny Hendricks, a former welterweight champion, for Fabrice Verdun, the current interim heavyweight champion, and Vitor Belfort, the number 15 guy. Of course, he was one of those steroid guys. He was one of those guys that, you know, let's be honest, he tested positive, and everybody knew he was on the stuff, and of course, he had that testosterone replacement therapy, you know, that thing going for him for a while, but he can't do that anymore. So that's why I think he's so destined to lose to Chris Weidman. Not only is Weidman a better fighter, a younger fighter, a more complete fighter, because, you know, I mean, yeah, he had good hands, and his feet were okay, his Brazilian jiu-jitsu skills are okay, but overall, as a fighter, pound for pound, I mean, Chris Weidman is, I think, head and shoulders over Vitor Belfort at this point in time. I really think so. And when you look at the end of the show, at the end of the night, it'll be all about Chris Weidman still maintaining that world middleweight championship. Of course, the UFC doing their thing, UFC International Fight Week, and it's going to be one hell of a fight week, I'm telling you, folks. I mean, they'll have the small shows, they'll have the big shows, but the big show is going to be Conor McGregor, obviously, and Jose Aldo. But, you know, July 11th, it'll be the masterpiece of a weekend of MMA, a week of MMA that you'll never see ever again. I really don't think so. I think that we've got the coming of the second Muhammad Ali, and I might be wrong as far as males are concerned and Conor McGregor, and I might be wrong, okay, but I think we've got the second coming of Muhammad Ali. I mean, did you hear what he said to Jose Aldo? He told him in Portuguese, which is the native tongue down there in Brazil, you're going to die? I'm going to kill you? You're going to die? I mean, good Lord. You know, that's pretty scary. When a guy says that to you and he's looking you straight in the face, and guess what? He's got this big size advantage over you. I think I would be somewhat intimidated. But on the flip side of that, you've got, you know, Jose Aldo says the fight won't last but 5 minutes. We'll see what happens with that. But the bottom line is, I think it'll be a fantastic fight, and that's going down International Fight Week, July the 11th. And at the end of the day, you will have said, man, this was a great night of MMA. That's why Conor McGregor, win or lose, he's going to deliver July the 11th, folks. Win or lose, you will have a fantastic fight, because I think he will put his heart and soul out there. And Aldo, being like one of two Brazilian champions, along with the aforementioned Rafael Dos Anjos, who upset Anthony Pettis a few weeks ago. Okay, those are the only two guys. All the other guys, Americans. The Americans have taken over the Brazilian game. But Aldo McGregor, July the 11th, the Irishman, I think, is going to prevail there, because I think he's younger, he's stronger, and he's got it going on. As far as the upcoming UFC pay-per-view, I might want to skip this one, because I'm just not a big fan of flyweights, not in Demetrius Johnson. He's an amazing fighter. He really is. But I just don't, how some, you know, there are some weight classes in boxing, some lower weight classes that weren't very appealing unless they had unique stars. Like the 108-pound division in boxing. I think they call it light flyweight. Light flyweight. But they had guys like Michael Carbajal and Chiquita Gonzalez. These guys made $1 million each fighting each other back in 1993. Or prior to that, the biggest person a flyweight bout could be like, you know, maybe 50, 60 grand. But now you've got this UFC flyweight champion, Demetrius Johnson, doing his thing, of course, at the Bell Center in the house that GSP built, the former welterweight champion, Georges St-Pierre. Of course, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, the Bell Center, April the 25th. He's going to be doing this thing against a Japanese fighter named Kyoichi Haraguchi. And I know nothing about Kyoichi Haraguchi, so what did I do? I went to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia tells me he's 15-1. He's only lost one fight. That was by submission. He has 9 knockouts, and he's not the greatest fighter in the world, but he's going to put up a formidable challenge. And guess what? This is going to open up more of Asia to the pay-per-view market as far as wanting to watch these fights. And guess what? Asians will spend the money. I'm telling you, as far as the Japanese are concerned, they back their people. The English back their people. The United States, not so much. Okay, but the bottom line is, people in Japan, they back their athletes. And I'm looking at his last loss that was like in 2012, January 2012, when he lost that majority decision. So straight up, good-looking fighter, but not really a challenger that I want to see against Demetrius Johnson. What do I want to see out of Demetrius Johnson? I want to see him move up in weight. I just, at 125, he's just too dominant. Speaking of dominant, guy I think is really going to be dominant in the co-main event. At light heavyweights, talking about Fabio Maldonado, folks, an undefeated pro fighter as far as a boxer is concerned. The guy can punch. He can crack. He's got great leverage. Man, he's got almost like Thomas Hearns type of knockout power. Boom! He knocked out my friend. He busted my friend's face. Talk about Kyle Kingsbury. He broke his orbital bone. He cracked it. He cracked his facial bone. That's how hard this guy hits with 4-ounce gloves. And he's going to take on the former Pride champion, the former UFC champion. I'm talking about Quentin Rampage Jackson, one time a star in the UFC, not just a name. That's really all he is. He's just a name. Rampage Jackson, and the Rampage was taken out of him a few years ago. Of course, remember that psychotic, that semi-psychotic or psychiatric thing he had going on when he was like depressed or and he was driving around Hollywood and the cops tried to pull him over after some type of beef and he wouldn't pull over and he was dragging like a 40-foot picture of himself, like a big billboard of himself. He was dragging this all around L.A. Remember that? Yeah, well, I don't think he's ever quite recovered from that. And as far as a fighter is concerned, I think he's been done for a long time. Another fight on the card looking pretty good, the Count, Michael Bisping. And they don't say the Count the way I say the Count. If I said the way they say Count, if I was to say that on American radio, I would be in deep, deep trouble. But the bottom line is the Count, Michael Bisping's going to be the middleweight, a co-feature there, taking on Cibe Dolloway. John McAdesky's on the card. Yves Habon's on the card. Thomas Almeida's on the card. Patrick Cole's on the card. Joe Riggs. Sarah Kaufman, a former Ronda Rousey victim. She's going to play opponent to Alexis Davis. Alexis can fight as well. You know, they've got these chicks coming around. And they've got another chick card going down. This will be on this Fight Pass thing. And Fight Pass is a UFC special product of their website. And what it means is you can get access to UFC, their catalog of fights, be it former and past. You can get to watch the prelims early. You get to watch these interviews. You get to watch new skips, new scoops, stuff like that. Sort of like the insiders look into the UFC, and they're charging $9 a month for it or $10 a month for it. I don't know too many people that have it, but they are charging that for it. And if you want to watch these fights like this, one of these two women's strawweight fights, they're going to be on the UFC preliminary card. That's the UFC Fight Pass. That's the way they'll do this. They'll do this pay-per-view this way. 10 p.m. Pacific time, that'll be the pay-per-view main event. 7 o'clock on the West Coast, of course. Then they'll go with a couple hours earlier at 5 p.m. Pacific time, which is 8 p.m. Eastern time, with Fox Sports 1. That'll be the prelim card on Fox Sports 1 with Cole and Joe Riggs doing in the main event and Alexis Davis and Sarah Kaufman. Okay, but the preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass with these two fight cards with the two chick fights on it at strawweights, okay, that starts at 3 p.m. Pacific time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern time. So if you're into the UFC, you're into the MMA, all this kind of good stuff, more power to you. Buy the UFC Fight Pass. Enjoy it. But I don't think it's worth going to those type of extremes. I think you wait until the Fox Sports 1 portion of the show starts. And then, of course, you're laying down the money for pay-per-view, and which is what? $70, $65, $70 now in high def. Speaking of pay-per-view, Scott Cuddy and I were like, we were blown over by the fact that Mayweather Pacquiao is going to cost $100 to watch at home in pay-per-view. I'm interested to see what the various sports bars throughout the SF Bay Area are going to charge for admission to this fight. But $100 to watch it on pay-per-view at home? I tell you what, it may be the most watched boxing event in pay-per-view history, but it'll probably be the most stolen event in pay-per-view history as well. We're talking UFC MMA, and I told you, Bellator going to go with appears that Tyson Fury is going to sign a contract. He's like 6'7", 6'8", 255 pounds, 280 pounds, but he's not really in shape. And I think that he envisions the world of MMA being easier than boxing because he's been a street fighter all his life. That's what he's the king of the gypsies. Not only is he a big dude, but he's a big street fighting monster up there, okay, as far as Ireland and Europe's concerned. And his reputation is known throughout Europe as being this incredible street fighter. So he wants to do the same with Bellator. And according to Scott Coker, their CEO, they've had extended talks with him, and I guess they're going to come to some type of agreement, and he's going to end up fighting MMA. I wish him the very best of luck, but it is a different world. Speaking of a different world, how about this one? Frankie Edgar and Uriah Faber, UFC Fight Night. This would be the big upcoming event, of course, on Fox Sports 1 from the Mall of Asia Arena in the Philippines. That's in Manila, folks. And, of course, Frankie Edgar, never in a bad fight. Uriah Faber, the California kid, the former former WEC World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion at 145 pounds, now returning to 145 to take on Frankie Edgar. Frankie Edgar could have got a title fight at 145. He passed it up to take on this fight with Uriah Faber. Uriah Faber could have got a title fight at 135, allegedly, with his teammate TJ Dillashaw later in the year, early in 2016. He instead opted for this fight with Frankie Edgar. It's like a crossroads fight. I mean, the winner stays in an elite status in the world of the UFC, and the loser, well, he sort of goes off to being one of those guys that, not no more. Okay, and now who's it going to be? I mean, Uriah Faber or Frankie Edgar? Of course, Uriah Faber he's like fine wine. When he gets older, he seems to get better. And he's got that boa constrictor move, man. When he slaps that move on you, it's all over. Can he get it on Frankie Edgar, the former lightweight champion, moving down to 145? Of course, we've got guys moving in different directions now. At one point, Faber fought, I think, a couple of times in the near lightweight division early on. But the bottom line is, he is a featherweight, 145 pounds. That's what he makes the best. When he fought at 135, he was like cutting off an arm and a leg. He was still coming up with good wins, but it was killing him. And if you have to take off 10 more pounds, imagine being in the best shape of your life, folks. And that's what it was like when I was boxing. Being in the best shape of your life and then having to take off an extra 10 pounds. It is pretty incredible. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, at Ring Talk, at RingTalk. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You can check us out live on iHeartRadio, the iHeartRadio Talk. You can go to iHeartRadio Talk, listen to us live. You can go to the Sports Byline page and listen to us live. Or you can go to iHeartRadio and listen to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on a delayed basis. They've got it going on. Online, delayed, check it out. iHeartRadio.com. Download the iHeartRadio app. You can take Ring Talk Live Worldwide anywhere you go, on your tablet, your smartphone, or your computer. This is East Bay Soul and my man Greg Adams.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
The song's entitled What Happened to the World That Day. Well, that's what Chris Cyborg Santos is going to say when she fights Ronda Rousey. If she can make 135 pounds, of course, that's the key to this fight. Ronda doesn't want to fight her at 145. Of course, and when Chris Cyborg Santos fought at 145, like about 2 weeks ago, she said the day of the fight, or like within 36 hours of her weighing in, she weighed 170 pounds. So if she's that big of a chick, in trying to fight Ronda, you can see where Ronda wants to get her down to 135 pounds. But that will be the big event. Of course, Ronda doing her thing in the UFC at pay-per-view live in Brazil. That's going to go down August the 1st. And she'll take on Beth Correa. Beth Correa's got some good skills. I don't think she's ever been beaten. She's got some great skills. She's from Brazil. But guess what? Ronda's going to go down there, and she's going to set up this fight with Chris Cyborg Santos with a huge promotion. She's going to infuriate the entire country. She's going to make everybody want to watch this on television. The place will be sold out. She'll probably have to have more bodyguards than Scott Cuddy. I'm telling you, this will be crazy when she goes down to Brazil. August the 1st, she's taking on Beth Correa. And after that, there's no doubt in my mind, the super fight will be made. I'm talking about Chris Cyborg Santos and, of course, Ronda Rousey. That is the mega, mega fight as far as the women are concerned. The guys fight, Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo. Jose, ex-champion pretty soon, I think. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a presentation of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I thank you for tuning in. You can check us out live Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can check us out live at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. That's on Mondays. But straight up, you can always find us at ringtalk.com, ringtalk.com. Thanks to Scott Cuddy. Until next time, peace.